This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Oh, Big Bull Red's coming towards you, Captain Mick. It's Johnny B.
Big Bull Red's coming. That's just what I wanted to hear. I love catching them on light trout tackle, pencil tackle.
You feel that gives you a little more adrenaline when you're out there?
Well, it makes it more difficult. Not a positive manner. Not when you're fishing for trout and you get messed up in those things.
Yeah.
But customers like them. You know, I've never seen them want to turn down a redfish. They love to winch them in.
There's some dinosaurs out there.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go down to G-Town now. Let's talk to Captain Plog, see what he's up to this morning. I know he's foaming at the bit like a horse in the coming out of the gate. Plog, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
What's going down in G-Town this morning?
Man, dead slick, a little bit of fog.
Got a little bit or a lot?
It ain't stupid. I can see the freeway.
Oh, okay.
I see a car going by, so it ain't.
Oh, so the visibility's about one port a can, like Tech City Dave said.
Well, I don't know about no port a can, but I can see.
Hey, that made the 6 o'clock news, man. Frank Billingsley, the weather guy. Oh, that was
really
hilarious. Yeah, he said, "Yeah, visibility's down to one port a can on a Texas City dike."
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that was a good one.
Nah, it ain't
pretty soupy up my way this morning. It was I didn't have no quarter mile visibility, maybe 100 yards. It was pretty soupy.
Oh yeah. That's perfect.
Calm, yeah, socked in.
Well, you know how it is when that sun starts coming up, usually gets a little worse down here.
It does. It magnifies it and soups it on in, buddy.
So we'll see Hey, was you watching that score yesterday?
I didn't look at any of that yesterday. I had too much going on, man.
You missed out. It was.
Was it good?
Cameron,
what happened?
Cameron and his old boss, who he worked for on the Scandalous, they're duking it out. They're neck and neck. Went through the whole day like that. So.
Oh, really?
Cameron and his crew lost the daily. They lost probably 130 grand on time. They both boats had 1,600 points, and they got them on time.
Got them on time. That
man,
is.
Man, I'd rather just lose. You know, I'd rather just.
That bites.
It does. It was terrible.
Well, I know. All right, Cameron was originally on the game plan. That boat broke down. They switched over to what boat are they on now?
No. The Smooth Move was broke down.
Smooth down. They went to game plan.
Correct. So the way she gives a score. She's still saying Smooth Move, but if you look at the live scoring, you know, the written part in the computer phone, you saw it. It says Smooth Move on game plan.
And Scandalous broke down, and they're on what?
They're on HT hook, and they're neck.
HT, yeah, that's it. So now after the first day, Cameron and them were what, like seventh, and Scandalous, you know, everybody thought they were running away with it.
Yeah. And now they're first and second.
Yeah, they're duking it out. That's good. That's good stuff, man.
Oh, Nicky, you ain't got nothing going today. I got a fishing tournament, so I can't pay attention. So,
yeah, you're tournament fishing today, man. You're going for the gusto.
No, I'm just stupid, man. I could be swimming. I could be doing a lot of stuff. But we're going to go try. I enjoy it. It don't matter.
You got your buddies fishing with you this morning? You got your little team put up there, buddy. Some heavy hitters, some hardcore.
Kenny and Dana.
Big trout specialists.
Hey, we only fish monsters, Mickey. You know that. We don't.
Yeah,
really
I mean, hey, there's monsters everywhere. You got to go for them, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm sure we'll. What's good about as bad as we are, you ain't got to burn a bunch of fuel going to the weigh-in or nothing. You just wrap her on up, take her on home.
Now, what tournament is this? Where's the weigh-in at?
It's down here at Sea Isle.
Okay, okay. So you're fishing one of them West End deals?
Yeah, but they open it up to the whole bay. It's called West End, yeah. But
yeah, but you fish in Galveston. There's no pulling out and running Sabine or Matagorda or none of that junk.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be fishing in it if it was.
Right, I understand. I got you.
I wouldn't be doing that. But I'm disappointed I ain't going to get to watch today or pay attention. So you can do it for me. If you see something good, let me know.
All right.
But
give you one of them score tracker updates.
Yeah, but they're like, you know, you want to win the hole. I mean, winning the hole feels prestigious. It's, the money is not really there. I mean, what's it pay to win the tournament? Maybe 80.
Well, 100 grand day money yesterday, that would win a long way, man, to lose on time. Now, how do they judge that on time? Did they get their last fish in before Cameron did or what?
Yes, they did. Cameron was
behind. Oh, that bites.
Yeah, Team Galati took them at 1,600. They were at 1,500. And then at 2-something, Game Plan catches one, so now they're tied. But Cameron said most tournaments, big billfish tournaments, time is the first fish. That's how
right.
you win. In that
yeah.
tournament, it's the last fish caught.
Boy, so they needed one more bite.
Yeah, but he said they blew. They pulled a fish off, and he said they blew three bites. So, you know, he said, there's your tournament. He said, you can't do that, man.
No, especially you can't.
Especially you can't pull one off. I mean, it's one thing to miss him, but if you got him and he pulls off. I had two fish like that happen to me in that tournament. That I mean, all smoked. I mean, I got one on like 3 minutes. He's done. Also, boom, he comes off underneath the water. So, probably got bill wrapped or whatever happened. He wasn't hooked correctly with it. So, he's hooked correctly. You can let him hop around out there and drive around if you want to. He ain't coming off.
Well, that bites.
No, it does. But it happens, man. Hey, you know how tournaments are, Mickey.
I know.
Hey,
it.
From what we do to what I guess.
Yeah, I remember what you and Cameron did to me and Blaine.
Well, you got to get lucky, dude. All the luck.
I still hadn't forgot that one. That cost me and Blaine, two boats.
Well, I wasn't trying to.
Yeah, you were. I'd be mad at you if you weren't, man.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to go. I mean, that's why I'm about it.
Because I was out there. I was out. We were weighing our odds, and we were out to beat you and Cameron because we knew that y'all were going to be our nemesis in that tournament. And we'd fished all up all year long, and y'all slide in on Galveston, man. I said, man, these guys, James, if he wasn't on them, he wouldn't have entered. So we can't blow it, man. We got to get this guy.
Well, y'all really won. I mean, it's the same deal. But if you just like this little deal or whatever we're doing today, you don't get any deduction on pounds. But if you weigh a live fish, you get a half pound. So you can't give away a half a pound. So it's the same thing. If y'all's fish would all stayed alive, you'd beat us.
Yeah, we gave away three fish, man. That was a pound and a half. That killed us.
Yeah, I mean, that's so.
But
you know, really,
the school that we were on, you had to use super spooks, you know, topwaters, to catch those bigger fish. There were so many fish in that school. If you put a tail on, you could catch 30 in a row. But they were all four-pounders and under. But as soon as you put a topwater on, everything gets way bigger, 5, 6, 7 pounds.
And
you got to roll with it.
We were fishing them drum back there, just like what you were talking about. And I just put Cameron on the bow. I was watching. I said, wait, don't throw. I tell you to throw, you're going to hook one of these drum. And you remember how we used to do it? Remember we had the big ice boat, we looked at them. You see them trout with them drum. They were always on the front. They were wherever they were at. They weren't in the middle of the drum. You had to throw right.
No, you have to get off one end or the other or the edge of them.
And it was pretty good because they were like right there. And I said, okay, now throw out in front of the fish. And they were smoking it. Now, you couldn't do that now. They said, that doesn't even exist. And that's what we did. And I had to wait for the sun. Yeah, it is. Went away for the sun to get right overhead. In the morning, you couldn't see them. They were slicking, but I was always behind them. I didn't know which way they were swimming.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't see them because you didn't. You got to get that sun up.
Yeah, but all that tournament stuff, everything's got to go your way, man.
It does. Everything's got to fall in place. And you can't sit there and cry over spilled milk. You know, you blow a big fish, you can't go, well, you know, because, man, then your attitude gets bad going, man, I could win if I'd had that fish. You can't look at it like that because the more fish you're hooking, the more you're going to lose. You know, that's just the way the ratio works.
Hey, you fish as hard as you can from the opening buzzer till it's time to reel them in. You do the best you can, and you go home and you either go get your money or you go home and lick your wounds and get ready for the next time.
That's it. That's all you can
do. And especially like these tournaments that we just fished in and Cameron's fishing in, dude, it ain't for the faint of heart. You're standing there holding a 30-pound outfit for 8 hours a day, standing in one spot, baking in the sun. And it's really tough when there's not many bites. Now you're at full concentration to make sure you don't miss a fish. And you ain't had a bite in like 4 hours. You know?
Yeah, that's the problem, is staying focused when it gets slow like that.
It's mental, dude.
It does. It gets it's all mental then. That's the whole drawback right there.
And we were talking about Jimmy Loy and those boys right there. And you fish with Jimmy, I've had. He's laser focused, man. Those guys ain't winning them tournaments because, I mean, they have to have some luck, but them boys are studs.
No, they're not winning them because they're lucky. They're winning them because they're the best.
Total concentration, dude. I mean, and you have to have it. Eye of the tiger, and them boys got it.
You think?
Yeah, 100%. I enjoyed. Me and you, we're too old now to do what them boys do, but back in the day, we had it, man. We were coming for you. We were those guys.
Well, I don't know. They said that a few years ago about me and Blaine, and made us mad, and we went to tournament fishing again, and how'd that work out for them?
Not real good. They did. They quit bringing them redfish tournaments back to Galveston.
They quit coming to Galveston, didn't they?
Here, man. We're done here. I'm out. Oh, I can't fish like that. But fishing here and what they like to do is totally different. You know, when you're having to fish open water like we do, if you just show up here from somewhere else that you're used to looking and sighting fish, you lost. You lost before you ever got here. You might as well stay home.
I remember talking to Jay Watkins and Cliff Webb. They said, hey, I'm going to tell you something. We fished with all of them, but them Galveston boys, if you can fish Galveston and catch them like they do, you can fish anywhere and get them.
Well, look at all them boys in the top two of that tournament. The biggest, baddest tournament on the planet, okay? That them boys are fishing in now. The top two boats are all Texas boys. All of them.
That's it.
And how's that working out? I mean, they're just – this is hard. Everything you do here, Port Aransas, Galveston, it's hard, dude. If you can do this, you can do it anywhere.
That's it.
So, but dadgummit, I – it looks nice today. I don't know if we'll catch nothing. I'm sure somebody will catch 27 pounds. We won't.
No, 27. can't hey, do that. You can only have one trout over 25 inches, right?
Yeah, one over 25.
So,
I think it was Jimmy Lloyd. We were fishing one of them spectacular tournaments. Was it Jimmy? It was somebody we know because they were wading up there in the top end. At, you know, at Barnett, we were like to fish. And we were boat fishing. Whoever it was, I saw him catch the fish. I told Cameron, I said, hey, guess what? He said, what? He said, we just lost. We didn't just lost. See that boy right there? I just watched him catch one about 7.5 pounds.
Yeah, we're fishing for second now.
Oh, we didn't get second. We were in the woody rod category, bro.
Oh, you got you a woody rod? Okay.
No, I didn't go away yet. Hey, I had so many woody rods, I just gave away. Here, man, y'all come get them. I think they're gone, them old woodies. They weren't no good anyway. Oh, they were terrible.
Well,
so,
well, I'm going to wish you boys the best of luck today. Y'all break a leg out there, not literally,
yeah,
but, you know, instead of saying good luck, it's bad to wish somebody good luck, so I'm going to tell you to break a leg.
Hey, what's cool is it's not cold and it's dead calm, so it'll be a fun day up there. You won't be miserable. Hey, you know. Well, look, keep an eye on that thing today for me.
Okay.
If something big time, call me.
Los Sueños score tracker. Score tracker.
I don't know if you can talk on the phone or not on this deal.
I don't know. Some of those tournaments, they won't allow cell phones.
Yeah, I don't care if I forfeit the tournament. If you see something good, you let me know.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down to G-Town and hook up, how do they get a hold of you?
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306.
All right, James. Good luck today. Y'all break a leg out there. Go get them. All right, man. See you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 521 in the Bayou City. Now we're going to head back to G-Town. We're going to talk to Captain Michael Marquez. We just call him Sharky. That's what all his buddies call him. Sharky, what's up?
Ooh, what's up, my man?
Got you another 25-footer on?
How you doing?
I'm good. What's up with you, man?
Man, I'm outstanding. I'm outstanding. I fished a little bit yesterday and going fishing again today, so I'm good. Any day where I can get out on the water, I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm good with that. I concur.
Yeah, that's right.
Go for
that's
it, right. Baby. Go for it. I talked to your buddy Jeff Naylor yesterday.
That's what I heard.
Had a good talk with him. He's a nice young gentleman.
So. Yeah, he's a man. He's full of knowledge, offshore knowledge like I've never seen. So I think he's going to be great, man. I think people will really enjoy listening to him. That's for dang sure. So, but I fished it yesterday, and it was a little rough. It was a little bumpy out there.
Well, it's not today. It's calm right now. It's not too bad. I hadn't checked it in a while here. Let's see what we got.
Yeah.
It was like last time I looked inside at Eagle Point, it was like 2 or 3.
Yeah, it's low. It's supposed to be low winds all the way up until like 1 o'clock,
again.
I think.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a little bit of southwest ahead of the front, about 5 to 10, but that's about it.
Yeah. It's not really supposed to get crazy until late this evening and tomorrow, right?
Yeah, North Jetty is southeast at 5, kind of south-southeast at 5. Galveston Channel, it's 1. Galveston Fishing Pier is 5. Santa Luis Pass is 3. Yeah, wind is not a factor. Not this morning.
That's good.
We'll be tomorrow, though. I think we're going to go about 20 to 30 tomorrow.
Boy, you ain't kidding. It's supposed to get crazy tomorrow. It is supposed to get crazy tomorrow. Well, I tell you what, we went out there yesterday looking for some fish. We only had about 2 hours to fish. You know, not on a trip. I was pretty much just pre-fishing for my trip today. And, man, it was just finding clear water. We bounced around the channel a little bit, and it was, I mean, the water was nice in the channel. And I'm thinking the whole time we're going to get hooked up, and it just was not happening. I don't know if that tide wasn't moving right or what, but I couldn't put anything together in the channel. So we went out, you know, around that Selma area, that concrete ship, and It was, you know, we didn't have any time to run way out to the jetties and get anchored up and all that. So this time of year, there's a lot of redfish and drum that hang around that Selma.
Right.
And, you know, so the key there is just getting up pretty close to that boat, close enough to where you can fish. You know, we're throwing like a 2 ounce or an ounce and a half weight with about a half of a shrimp on there. So, you know, we're breaking the tails off the shrimp and tossing it right up under that boat or right up alongside of that concrete ship there and waiting for that thump. And those fish will stack up in there this time of year.
Yeah.
So it's a real good area, especially a good fallback place when you're, you know, the jetties are too rough or maybe, you know, you got somebody that's sick and it's calm over there. you can definitely put a nice box of fish together sitting around that Salma ship. Well, so that's what we did yesterday. We hooked pretty quick. We hooked a nice redfish and had a couple others. And so, I mean, you know, not on fire, but I'm sure if you sat there with the right tide and whatnot, it could definitely get pretty good.
Yeah, it would change. Yeah, when I was talking to Tech City Dave yesterday, he was telling me how good the drum fishing's been off Tech City Dyke this winter.
Oh, yeah. It's been on fire out there.
That's a good sign. Wow. That's, a healthy bay is when you got a lot of drum in it, man.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to be, and it's really kind of just the start of drum season, really. I mean, it's just going to get crazier and crazier. There's going to be days where we're putting 20, 30 drum on the boat in 4 hours, fishing with crab.
Y'all nuke them. I gauge that a lot by my fishing up my way. When that drum run kicks into full swing, that's usually when my wade fish and trout run really starts.
Isn't that crazy how it all comes together. When that water
will get good and stable there for a long period of time around, 66 to 70 degrees, that's when my trout runs really at its best, for shallow water trout.
Sure.
When the drum guys are just nuking them.
Yeah. And you know what, even I remember talking to you last year around drum time, and we were putting all those big old drum in the boat. You were talking about how good the trout fishing was back up where you are.
Yeah, until that next wave of fresh water hit. That was the end of that run, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I don't have that again this year. Jesus, just give me one good spring, please.
Oh, my gosh. I remember that. That was a nightmare.
Then we had the ITC fire, and then right after that we had the ship-barge collision with all that reformate spilled into the bay and closing the bay down again.
We didn't catch a break, did we?
No, it was a little rough.
It was rough.
Had a little bit to contend with.
It was all right for us. God bless you guys up in the bay. But I remember we were still picking away at some drum and redfish, and.
Yeah.
We've got the sheep's head up against the rocks, but it was just brutal for you guys.
Remember when they drew that line from the Tech City Dyke to Smith Point, all waters northward are closed to
boat,
to fishermen. Yeah, it put us down for a while.
Yeah. Well, God willing, that's not going to happen this year.
Hope not. Have you heard any more updates on the two missing shrimp boat guys?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. I've been watching close, and I hadn't heard any more on it.
I haven't. I know they were pulling that yesterday. That they were working on pulling that that ship out. And so my guide in the morning who went out, Captain Jay, he actually saw the boat and, saw them trying to extract it and get it,
What, the 81 foot boat?
It was, yeah. It was.
Yeah, it sunk bow down. The stern was sticking up out of the water.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. That's a big old boat. And my mind's kind of baffled myself. I know everybody I talk to's mind's kind of baffled on a big boat like that, 80 foot plus. They're required to have an AIS system, which is, like a super high tech radar. And so, man, you just never know what happened. You just never know. But I tell you what, we've got the family of those people in our prayers and, praying for that whole situation. 'Cause man, that's not a fun gig, that's for sure.
No.
That's not a fun gig.
81-foot boat, that's big to us, but that's no match for a 600-foot ship, a vessel that big, son.
Yeah.
Just strange things happen, man. Just weird, strange stuff.
Mother Nature, when you're out there on that water, you literally can't be safe enough. You got to go through... absolutely every scenario in your head about 15 times. And, you know, I mean, what's really crazy is fishing the jetty so much. I mean, only a handful of times, but I've seen that tide within 1 minute, you know, a big ship or whatever. I've seen it raise and lower. I'm talking 3-4 foot.
Right.
In a second. And what it does, it'll try to suck you into the rocks, you know, so we're always fishing real tight to the jetties. And, you know, I've seen some crazy stuff out there. We've had rogue waves come and hit us, you know, 6, 7, 8 foot on a flat day.
Oh yeah. Well, that's, you know, anywhere up and down that ship channel on your end down that way, even up my way. I mean, you've got to pay attention if you're fishing those shallow shell beds and everything along that channel, especially with those big container ships. You better be wired right. You better have your head on right and pay attention, because you can lose your whole craft. You can flip it over, put everybody in the water, and that's never good. Nothing good ever comes out of that, buddy. Yep. Oh, well, Sharky. Well, I got to run. It's break time. So if somebody wants to come down to G-Town and get with Out to Cast Charters, give them some information.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. They can give us a call, 979-248-1529, or they can head to our website at Outcast Fishing, F-I-S-H-I-N, no G on the end, and then charters, charters.com. Pick your date, pick your boat, pick your trip, and get you scheduled up and come out and catch some massive fish with us, man. We'd love to have you and your family and put you on a fish that you can't forget.
I know
a memory-making fish.
All right. You guys do a great job. Sharky, appreciate it. You have a great weekend, my friend.
Yes, sir. You as well, my friend. Be blessed, and have a great rest of your day.
We're going to do it. See you, bud. Take care.
All right, Captain Mickey.
All right. That's Sharky Marquez down in G-Town.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 438, 538 in Bayou City. Goodness, time's flying by. All right, let's head down south now. Let's go down and hook up with Cliff Webb, old Captain Cliff Webb. Cliff, what's going on, man?
Oh, good, all good. Mickey, all good. A little foggy down here, let me tell you.
You got a little frog down there this morning?
No, man, you can't even see the street lights over here. It's tough. Glad I'm not out there today.
Good for you.
I let them have it today. Man, you know, it's funny, the older I get, the less I like that fog, Mickey. I don't know.
I'm with you.
I worry about it. I don't like it. It seems like everything bad happens in the fog.
It does. Well, I've had some great fishing trips in the fog back in the day, but I don't press the issue too much anymore. It's just,
you know, we were talking about that the other day, how we lose our boat in the fog, and we had those VFH radios, and we put them on channel 6. We put them on channel 16, and right. turned the squelch up where it barely breaks. You know, when a barge come by, uh-huh. and you'd be out there waiting in the fog. You go, "Where's the boat?" And you hear that squelch break, that radio break. You go, "Oh, there's a boat over there." And you could walk towards the boat a little bit, stop, and it's making noise, and you find the boat back. The trouble was finding your fisherman bag. You know, when you found the boat, you go, "Boy, I hope you guys didn't get too far from the boat." But it's all good. Nowadays, you have so much boat traffic, the danger is somebody running over you. It's not like the old days when nobody was out there but you. Now you got these guys running 50, 60 miles an hour in the fog. So it's a little different.
You think?
Yeah. But, man, our fishing's been good, Mickey. You know, I've had a lot of boat fishing this week. Didn't have any waders. My hardcore waders probably be coming in next week and stuff like that. It's funny how I have a certain group of guys just this time of year that like to drift fish, and luckily it's been good.
Well, sure.
I had a trip again on Monday, you know, Fred again on Monday, and man, we're fishing the shoreline, catch some good fish, solid fish, and but never really got anything over, you know, 20 inches, and we look down about 2 or 3 miles, and man, the pelican's just going off in the upper lagoon, kind of up in that hump, and we pull around there, and there's those perfect little 10, 12 inch mullet flipping, and we got uh-huh. in behind those mullet, and we spanked them. It was that little John again, that plum little John, the purple demon, and the,
yes, sir.
And of course the white tail. The white tail was just smoking, and it was hot. And some of the redfish were big. I caught a redfish. You talk about a perfect tournament fish. He was 28 inches and 13 pounds. You talk about a good tournament red. All good, man. And had a couple trout, you know, in the 4 to 6 pounds this week, but nothing. You know, last week we had one that was 7. It was a 28.5-inch fish. Hadn't had anything really big like that, but really hadn't got after them in, you know, waiting too much right now. Mickey, I'm just mostly fishing a boat when I'm getting ready to, buddy.
Well, let's talk about arsenal this time of year.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you carry you a plastic weighting box, you know, the good lure lock boxes. You got some of those, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Yeah, they're the only way to go. That way I don't spill all my stuff out all in the water. I've done that before. But
don't you like when you turn around all your stuff? The only ones you got left.
Oh, gosh.
The ones that float. You turn around. The only plugs you got left are your topwater. That's the only ones that float.
That's it, man. All your corkies, your soft deans, yeah. Miradines, and double Ds, everything's gone.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that feeling, man.
It bites. But,
yeah,
I mean, traditionally on a day when you're going to get out of the boat and you slide your box in there, what do you got hiding away in there that you might target these fish with, throw at them?
You know, and I really don't take a lot of stuff this time of year, Mickey. You know,
yeah.
My number, you know, I take a corky. I'm going to take 3 colors of corkies. You know, if they don't hit these 3 colors, they're not going to hit them. You know, that's
right.
The way I look at it. You know, I'm going to take a dark color in case I get in some really dark water. You know, that they call it the bubble gum, the double bubble, that pink with a gold side, that's a smoker this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then I like the solid white one. You know, the mm-hmm. solid white, kind of a milky color, that's just absolutely deadly this time of year. And then if I'm going to fish a day that's a real bright, sunny day, it's nice and clear, I want a bright color. You know, you think that you want something real subtle. And of course, the plum nasty works real good in a real clear water, especially if it's cloudy. Would you take a real bright sunny day that it's pink and it's got a gold side with a chartreuse belly? And I'm gonna tell you, they make it in the new Corky 2, the new Pro Series.
Yeah,
you seen that one? They
yeah,
make that
I,
one, and then
I got one of those actually. I did get one.
Man, that thing's smoking hot in clear water. And Jay's got one too in the custom colors. Low Autumn
right.
And Jay's got the same color, but those three right there. And of course, you know. You get a brown tide or something. They got the brown tide special, which is that orange, which really works good. But and then, of course, I'm going to carry one topwater. You know, I'm going to carry a Super Spook. It's not my sponsor, but I got to tell you, man, there's something about that Super Spook. It catches big fish, Mickey, you know.
It does. You can get some big blows on that thing, man.
You know, I'm going to carry that Super Spook, and then I'm going to carry an eel, some kind of a bait that imitates an eel, because when these big trout, when they start gorging on eels for egg development, and they're going to eat them in the early spring all the way through because they want that protein for egg development because they're going to hit sand eels. And what we got left in our system are a lot of sand eels. So I'm going to take an eel bait, a soft plastic. So those three things, you know, corky topwater and maybe a couple of colors soft plastic. It's going to be probably going to be a red shad or cold water. I know you love the red shad, bass assassin.
Yes, sir.
And then Yeah, and then probably that purple demon on that Little John. That's a smoker, man.
It is.
And how about your color selection down there? Your colors anything close to what I'm throwing this time of year?
Pretty similar. I mean, not exactly. You know, I'll have a, I'll definitely have a chartreuse corky, you know, a fat
definitely,
boy.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of depends. You know, one day that, you know, sometimes they'll want the original, and other days the fat boy. If I'm fishing real shallow, I won't even mess with original. I'll just stick with the fat boys. But, you know, pink, how do you go wrong with that? And the one we call, Ethel, that's that kind of chartreuse and gold and yellowish, you know, three-tone bait and the corky. And then as far as topwater, I'll have a super spook, no doubt. I'll stick with a bone most of the time because it'll work in all, you know, light conditions, color, water clarity. And got to have a couple of Lilies and a couple of hot rods. They're small. They'll fit in there real good. You can stack them in there good. You never know. I'll have a Mari special. That's the
That's the best one. And I like that.
The 08H.
Like March and April, that's what I'm throwing. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
That's a good one. And saw plastic-wise, I'll have a couple of I'll take a certain color paddle tail, then I'll have the eel tail, you know, the rat tail, and the, like in a Bass Assassin or a Provoker. And then the Little John. I mean, I never get out of the boat without a purple Little John in my pocket. I put a whole bag in my pocket.
Yeah, they do.
I know they're tough and they last forever, but a lot of people don't have them. You got to wait over and give them one.
That's what happens to me. You know,
yeah,
you
if they don't
want
to watch the show. Because, you know, when you're guiding, you got to carry all these extra baits, because if you're catching them on something they don't have, you got to give it to them. You got to take care of them.
That's exactly right, buddy.
And I'll have, you know, a couple extra jig heads. You know, I'll have a couple of 16ths and a couple of 8ths. And I'll carry 1/4 in case I'm having to throw out deep and bottom dredge them. But that's pretty much it. I mean, now Blaine, when he gets out, he's got 2 boxes inside of his waders. He looks like Jackie Gleason because he's got this huge belly and chest sticking out, you know, while he's waiting, because he's got 2 giant waiting boxes. There's nothing in there that he's not going to have. You're not going to one-up him on a bait that he doesn't have in his box.
Got your backpacks, too. You know, I got the guy to carry nothing, and I got the guy to carry backpacks. You think they're going, you know, for a 3-day tour, but, you know. And you said something a while ago about corkies, about the original corky. And, you know, you forget about how good that original corky is. Last year I got a lesson with old Robbie Byer, the guy from CCA. I took him fishing. He caught 2 fish over 30 inches on that regular corky, and nobody else is throwing a regular corky. And he whips that thing out. The old hologram, remember the old hologram? And he just catches those 2 studs on that. So now I've got some of my old corkies in the bag, and I don't forget to throw them. The thing about original corky is on a high rod tip, you can flip it and roll it over and show the eye in that deeper water. And by those mullet, when they flip over and show that eye, those fish can't take it. You can get that thing working where it rolls side to side and dips that eye down where the fish can see it. That's what makes that regular corky work so big.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's the hardest thing, like when we do seminars and all that and try to tell people how we, you know, bend these heads and tails down on these fish to get that original corky to roll over. They go, well, I thought you wanted your bait to run true. I said, well, not always. I said, there's some days they just want that straight retrieve with a true running bait. But most of the time, I said, you think about it. When a fish is feeding on bait, that mullet or that, you know, finger mullet or whatever, it's not swimming straight. I mean, it's trying to get away. When it flips out of the water, it flips over to its side. And that's what you get out of the original corky when you work it like that, when you bend the head and the tail like that and get it kind of banana shaped and you do all that jigging with it. You get that bait turning over under the surface, they're going to suck it all the way down to their crushers, man.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's so amazing how you could take all those corkies out of the package and take it to the marina the day before you fish or an afternoon before you fish and tune those baits up. It makes all the difference to trying to tune them when you're fishing. I mean, you're so excited about fishing, you're in fishing, you don't want to take out 4 or 5 corkies and try them and see which one works. So you take out your 18, you say, hey, man, these corkies work really good. They roll over good. and the eyes are even. You know, back in the old days, the eyes weren't even on some of the corkies. And now the quality is so much better on the baits. You don't get as many duds. But before, you'd have a few duds.
And, right.
Those are the ones you give to your friends, though. Here, buddy.
Yeah, here, this is one just like I'm throwing. I've never caught anything on it because it's a dud, but you can sure have it, bud. Knock yourself out. Yeah, PETA gave me this one.
My PETA corky. Yeah, it's my PETA corky. It's got rubber hooks, man.
That's it. Rubber hooks.
Yeah. And then, you know, I learned something by fishing with Jay over there. And, of course, in your area, too, our corkies sink so much different. And it's funny how you'll have a set of corkies that sink faster than others. And, you know, I take those in a real salty water, and the ones that sink real fast and the in the salty water, you fish them deep, so you just have a different set of corkies.
Well, we used to put finishing nails in them, you know, like
well,
we use around
so
the
Paul.
House. And
Paul used to take
then,
a little solder,
Robert,
a little solder and wrap them. Yep.
Who, man, what was the name of that bait? He came out with a bait similar to like a corky devil, and he made these weights up that had a screw lock on them. Where you would take and you could put it under the belly side of the bait and screw that in, and it's just a little, and it fits flat on the bottom of the bait once you screw it into the bait, and those work great on those soft plastic, you know, mullet imitation baits. Like his bait was called a Stunt Grunt. You remember that? It had a the Stunt Grunt, and he sell a lot of them at the fishing show, and I've caught a lot of good fish on them. I used to use them too, but he had those weights that you could put in them when you were fishing deep water, but they wanted that bait pattern, and you could target those fish throwing out deep wade fishing with that. And that would be great in that salty water down where you're at. You'd be able to get that bait down a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, after fishing with Josh, I started going to the XL Little John 2 with the 1/8 head because the it sinks so much slower over that tall grass. And, boy, you can chunk it a mile, man. So I'm throwing more XLs right now. I like the little one when I'm drifting. You know, mm-hmm. for the smaller fish, but I'm waiting. I'm just waiting real slow, and I'm covering ground. I like the big one.
What color? You stick with the same colors with the XL, like the purple or maybe the opening knot or something like that?
An opening knot and a blue moon, but Jay got me on one, man. Jay puts on this one. It was a watermelon red watermelon red glitter. I'm going to tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he gave me one.
Millions of bass can't be wrong. I mean, when you go to Rayburn, if you're going to throw worms, if you hadn't got watermelon, you're going to watch the show. I mean, that's seriously, that's just a great color.
Yeah, and last year was watermelon gold, and this year it's watermelon red. And don't figure that. But, you know, it's something with watermelon. They like it. God.
Yeah.
And, of course, plum chartreuse, Bass Assassin's been smoking them. You know, it's the same old stuff. But our pattern's so different. I got 72-degree water in our flat. That's nuts.
Jesus.
You know, that just ain't right. And I'm catching on a little John. I keep a real sharp lead head. I'll catch a perch, you know, every 30 minutes I'll catch a little pin perch size of a quarter. Now, that's just nuts this time of year.
You know? Where you wade down there, if you're wading real shallow in the Laguna Madre, you could almost wade wet right now if you're staying in knee-deep water.
Well, that's funny you said that because we went out to the beach yesterday to watch the surfers. Of course, I'm like, it's too cold for me to surf. And I got kids out there with no wetsuit on in January surfing with just baggies on.
I'm going,
of course, they're young and dumb. But
blood
anyway.
Pumpers, man. They got a good ticker. They're pumping some serious blood through their veins.
Yeah, they still got some circulation going. Their feet ain't numb. But anyway, they're all good, but that was pretty amazing to see guys out there surfing in January with nothing on, man. So,
crazy.
And they're catching some pompano in the surf and stuff, and it's all good,
cool.
Man. But our fish is just our fish is good down here, Mickey. Man, I can't wait to get here.
I know. When we come in the middle of February, I think.
Yeah, I think the 18th.
Yeah, something like that. 2 days. It's going to be – well, that'll be one of my deals off my bucket list anyway, get to wade the Laguna Madre with Cliff Webb.
You'll probably go after that. God, I waited for that. No,
I know about fishing, man. Hey, if we don't catch them or we do, it doesn't matter, man. I know about fishing. The way it is, we're gonna thrash that water. That's it.
We're gonna thrash it, buddy. We're gonna thrash that water for sure.
And these guys that are coming, you know, I've been trying to get them for a long time to come fish with you, and it's gonna be good. And they did get another boat, so.
Oh, good. And, who did they get?
I can't remember his name. He's a real nice young guy, and he said he had put in anywhere they wanted to, and that he knew of you and all that, which who doesn't down there, but he said wherever Cliff puts in, and he said wherever Cliff puts in, I'll put in there too with your other three guys, and we'll just, I'll go my way and he goes his.
Perfect. That's great, man. That's excellent. That's good.
Because we didn't want to get somebody
that
would put in, we'd be putting in with you up your way, and then and the rest of the group would have to pull over to or drive over to Rivera Beach and put in somewhere like that. We didn't want that to happen. So
that's 1 hour, a little over an hour apart. So that's a good deal. That's perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Looking forward to that, man. That's going to be a good trip.
Well, hey, let me do my quick commercial break, and I'll come back to you. How about that? Hang with me, Cliff. I'll be right back. All right, bud.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.